All right, 22 minutes after 9 o'clock here on WPHM on this October 14th. It's Wednesday. This month of October is Fire Safety Month, and that usually means a visit to a classroom from a firefighter, and that's not happening so much with virtual school and just basically a lack of access to the classroom. Very, very different kind of school year. Fort Gratiot Township firefighters are not able to get in front of students in the traditional way, so they're finding other ways to get their message out. They're joining us right now from the Fort Gratiot Fire Department, Nick Prevost. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
This is such a different year. I know every year you like going into the classroom and talking to kids about fire safety. That's not an option for you guys this year, is it?
That's correct. It is definitely, like you said, a different time of year. Every fire department around the country in the month of October, meaning Fire Safety Month, usually sets up some meetings with their schools, some adult programs, things in that nature. But with the COVID going on, it's definitely different. We're not able to get in face-to-face. So we just wanted to get our message across via radio such as this or Facebook. If you can head to Fort Gratiot, the Facebook page, we put a nice video on for our schools as well as serving up fire safety in the kitchen is our 2020 fire safety plan this year. So it's mainly talking about fire safety in the kitchen, keeping some clutter away. Number one cause of kitchen fires is unattended cooking. So it's always good to get that message across, not only adults, but kids across the nation as well.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, it seems like the rate of cooking fires has gone up in recent years, probably because we're all pretty distracted. We're not just focused in on one thing at a time. So while we're cooking, we're looking at our phones, we're doing 100 other things, and that's not good, is it?
It's very not good at all. It's a fast-paced kind of life nowadays. And when you're in the kitchen, definitely a lot of other distractions. Clutter on the kitchen top, stove top, oven as well, towels hanging off, things in that nature that cause kitchen fires. But like I said, the number one's unattended. We walk away, have things going on. But also with the changing in the season, like you spoke earlier, the weather's getting a little colder. There's bonfires, wood burners, furnaces, fireplace. Chimneys, they all need to be inspected and cleaned, and just to get that education out there to make sure that people are planned and, most importantly, prepared for it in case something does happen.
Those are good reminders for all of us, Nick. When you get a chance to talk to a classroom full of young kids, though, what are some of the things that you want them to know about fire safety in their own home?
Oh, well, actually, one of the most important things we stress to our young kids in our schools is don't be scared to call 911. That number's out there for a reason. Get us en route, get the fire department if it's a fire, get the emergency services if you have a medical, get us en route because we can always be canceled. So that's one of the biggest things we stress to them. Don't be scared to contact us, call us. 911 is a very important number. So getting us en route is very, very vital.
Yeah, absolutely. And then what about trying to put out a fire themselves?
We tell them number one there when it comes to that, don't put it out. Get us en route, get out and stay out is our message. All families should be prepared and have a meeting spot outside, rather it be the neighbor's house, porch, mailbox, a tree, somewhere where that family can get out, stay out, and all be accounted for at that meeting spot. So
yeah, that's probably a good thing for all families to talk about. At least once a year, this is the time of year to do that, isn't it?
Yep, October's Fire Safety Month, so we stress a lot there. Not being able to get into school, so we're trying to get our message out, like I said, by the Facebook videos. We're going to start posting more videos on other safety features. Last year's was plan, practice, and escape. This year, like I said, was serve up fire safety in the kitchen. But get that plan, practice, and escape, and just like I said, let your family understand and know how important it is to get out, stay out, get to that meeting spot, and get us going. Get the fire department in route there.
There you go. Hey, for parents and teachers looking for curriculum materials, things to help supplement what they're already doing with the core curriculum, spending a few minutes with those videos probably be a good idea since they can't invite you into the classroom. Nick, we appreciate you telling us about this. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, Paul.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.